Sit down. Okay. Hi, welcome back to the Ron Rio podcast. I intentionally put that part in because I thought it'd be cute. Okay, so we have a few things to talk about today, but more importantly, how are you guys feeling? Elections are coming up, and I think it's safe to say that all of us are extremely nervous about what might go down this November. It's terrifying for sure. I mean, I just don't know, you know? I'm just worried about everything that might happen. Courage, can you, like, stop grooming yourself, please? Just the election season's coming up. I got my mail-in ballot. I need to go take it to the post office today because I'm not sure that the mail people will pick it up here. I'm afraid they might get stolen or something. But regardless, I have voted. I did. Ooh, excuse me. Every time I come in here, I'm always beyond and shit. I voted for Biden on my ballot. So hopefully he becomes the next president. But honestly, all of this is very terrifying. And it's nerve-wracking. And honestly, I'm just more concerned about you guys than anything. And I know most of my fans, ironically, are from Facebook, are from Euro-Asian countries, if I'm saying that correctly. Am I? India, the Middle Eastern kind of area, so far and so forth. But the American fans, I mean, it's a lot of stress right now, and with the riots going on, and with just the fighting back against bad police officers, there's a lot of tension in America right now. And it's really funny because this tension came from people of color and black people just getting tired of, you know, not having their voice being heard. And everyone thinks that this came out of the blue for some reason. This just came out of nowhere. No, this has been going on for a very long time. Just, you know, things are finally happening. Oh, what are you doing, baby? What are you doing? Okay, he's just under the table, my desk now. Good boy. But, yeah, just... enough is enough, and now things are being done about it, and I honestly couldn't be happier. It's about time things started to change around here, you know, over like 200 years of systemic racism putting everyone down, and this weird trickle-down economy that's been going on, and our corrupt politicians. Things are finally being done, and thank fucking God there are, but I'm just making sure that all you guys are okay. I know we're still kind of struggling with the coronavirus too. But we just gotta keep going. And we just gotta keep moving forward. But let's get into some of the topics I have today. Because I am honestly feeling like the big sad right now. God, my ear itches so bad. I'm so sorry. Hang on, give me one sec. Okay, I'm back. Oh my god, my ear still itches. You ever get that itch inside your mouth, but it's like in the back over here? Oh, and it like connects to your ear, so like you're scratching with your tongue and you're fingering your ear to death. It's almost gone. Okay. But yeah, let's get into some of these topics, shall we? First article that I want to talk about comes from OK Magazine, and the article is titled, Ellen DeGeneres ratings bounce back up by 50% and staffers are seething. Listen, I don't even got to read this fucking article. I'm going to just get right to it. I don't know who the fuck is still watching the Ellen DeGeneres show, but I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you. There's so much evidence. People have come forward saying that Ellen DeGeneres is a terrible person and basically just a piece of shit. And people are still supporting her show somehow? Like, this is the problem with cancel culture. No one is actually fucking serious about this shit. Everyone is canceling each other over the dumbest shit we've done. And, like, the people who need to stop being in the public eye continue to be in the public eye because of some shit they do that turns into a publicity stunt. And, quite frankly, I'm fucking over it. I'm really fucking over it. I'm over Ellen DeGeneres. I'm over everyone who's trying to cancel her and thinking they did something that'll benefit the world. When, all in all, you just gave her more attention to work with. And you gave her more reason to, you know, kind of push this off as a joke because you're not even taking this seriously. Like, if people were actually taking this controversy with Ellen DeGeneres seriously, people would stop watching the show. That's the main problem I have with people. And people like Trisha Paytas, who are fucking awful, who just do things for clout and for the wrong reasons. And there are a lot of celebrities like this nowadays. They use their bad thing, the bad things that make them them, and turn it into clout, regardless of whether people have a negative or positive reaction to it. They're getting what they want. And I just am so fucking tired of kind of hearing this over and over again. Oh, we're going to cancel Ellen DeGeneres. Her fucking ratings went up by 50%. And everyone who's working for her is pissed, as they should be. I'd be pissed too if my boss got a fucking, like, more attention than they deserved for being a shitty boss. Just makes me mad. I feel so bad for these people. I honestly wish that they could go work for, like, Conan O'Brien or Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel. Someone who actually treats their employees with some respect. Or even go to work, like, somewhere like The View or I don't even know what else other shows there are. Just, I wish they could go work for someone who actually respects them. Ellen DeGeneres does not respect her crewmates at all. She could give two fucks about them. And, like, the funniest part is she's been doing it on a softer level while she's on TV. Just no one ever actually pays attention. And I'm super happy that some celebrities have, like, been like, yeah, she's fucking awful. Like, Nikki Tutorials came forward when she was on a Dutch television show talking about her experience on Ellen DeGeneres, and she was basically just like, she didn't say hi, she didn't do shit, she just kind of, someone came in and told me that I cannot speak to Ellen DeGeneres, don't look at her in the eyes. It's just fucking weird. Who does that? Who does that? It's so fucking strange to me how this woman acts and how she's gotten away with it. It's weird. Like, I understand how she's gotten away with it. She's smart as fuck. She knows the business. She knows that this is nothing. And that she's going to, I bet you anything, there's going to be some stories later on this month or at the beginning of next year talking about how Ellen DeGeneres is taking legal action against those who have made assumptions, quote-unquote assumptions about her, and is taking legal action. And people are going to be too stupid to realize that the only reason she's taking legal actions is because she knows they're right and that they're speaking against her wishes. She wants to be seen as this good saint on television who doesn't care about money and, oh, here's a free car. Look, look, aren't I better than Oprah? That's her whole fucking shtick. It's the whole goddamn reason she got into daytime television. And so she could be better than somebody. And it's so fucking funny how no one notices. Like, she was so fucking, she's so fucking desperate to be a star that she will do anything it takes to be one. I hate Ellen DeGeneres. I think she's a massive cunt, and I think that she should not be famous at all. I did not expect myself to go off that hard on Ellen DeGeneres, but here we are. Okay, let's move on to something else. We are going to talk about how Donald Trump contracted COVID. And I think this is the most ironic thing that has ever happened in American history. Now, I've spoken to a few people about it. I've spoken to coworkers who support Trump and all that, and I understand where they're coming from when they say they don't want to see a president die like that. I don't want to see Trump die like this. I don't want him to die, because for him to die, let me just break it down real quick. Trump contracts coronavirus. The fact that he contracted coronavirus, a virus he said was fabricated because of liberals. It was a liberal hoax. There is evidence proven. And even if people took that evidence off of the internet, someone, and I know someone out there, has been archiving all the dumb shit Donald Trump has said. Every single fucking thing has been archived, and I know it. Because someone is probably going to build a case against him at some point when he doesn't become, when he's not president anymore. I know it. I just know it. I feel it in my bones. I know someone is collecting evidence against all the dumb shit he said and how he's put the American people in danger because of his lack of response to the coronavirus, and how he encourages his fans, subconsciously or not, to believe that the coronavirus is not real and that wearing a mask is infringing upon their rights as Americans. He has done more damage to America than America than any good. I saw a TikTok recently, and this person was talking about how if he is going to bring back the troops from Afghanistan if he's reelected, and it didn't hit me. I didn't even hear him say this because I've been paying attention to the news. I like to keep in touch with what's happening. Basically, he said that he was going to bring the troops back from Afghanistan if he gets reelected. And it just became this fucking, he basically gave the plan away of what he's going to do with Afghanistan. I think it's great that he will bring the troops back, but like, he didn't run it through anybody. The people who are in charge of the army itself, they didn't hear about this until, I guess, on, you know, public television, on the news. They were not cleared about this, so now everyone's scrambling and stuff. And the fact that the Afghanistan troops coming back, it basically, he just blew the cover. He blew his cover on what the plan was. And now the Taliban, the people who the Afghanistan troops are fighting against, know what's happening if he gets elected. It's just, he's the most incompetent man I've ever seen in my life. And I thought Reagan was fucking bad. Like, I've done some history on Ronald Reagan, the man who used to be an actor and became president of the United States of fucking America. And Ronald Reagan was pretty fucking shitty too. Bush was shitty, Clinton was shitty, Obama was pretty shitty too, I will admit. Donald Trump's shitty. We just have kind of shitty people running this country. I'm still holding a lot of hope that AOC one day runs for president, because she really does seem to give a shit about us, and she's still fighting for our rights. Like, New York is so lucky to have AOC as their representative, the New York's 14th district representative, to be exact. I had to Google it because I didn't know. All I know is that she's a politician. Anyways, so presidential debate was a few days ago, as we all know. And after the presidential debate finished, we found out that Donald Trump and the First Lady contracted COVID. Now, I don't wish death on Donald Trump, because I wanted to publicly execute all the politicians who've done wrong the good old French way with the guillotine. But for Donald Trump to die of COVID would be bad, because then he would be seen as a martyr. Because Trump supporters don't care about whether he knew about coronavirus or not. They just care about his well-being. Meanwhile, he don't give a shit about theirs. it's complicated what's happening right now with Trump, because if he dies from COVID, he becomes a martyr. If he gets better from COVID, which he's trying to pull off right now, but everyone could see that he's having a lot of trouble breathing. If he gets better and just lies and says that it wasn't that bad, it's pretty bad too, because his supporters don't realize that, like, he has the income to get better, and his supporters do not. So, but they don't care about that. All they see that, Trump's better, and if he can fight off the coronavirus, then so can I. The third and final option would be probably the best way to go, is to it would to it would to be it would be to get him better, get him out of office, and throw him in jail for the rest of his life for all of what he's done. Hold him accountable for all the things that he did and did not do during his presidency. Because what was that guy's name? He's on the $20 bill. $20. Jackson, that's what it is. Yeah, he may be almost. He could be almost as bad as Jackson. And Jackson was crazy as fuck. Like, Jackson was off his fucking rocker, my dudes. He was nuts, but I think Trump just might have him just out crazied. That's all I have to say on that option, on that fucking topic, to be honest. I mean, truly. Let's see if things change in November. So this last topic, this episode's gonna be really short, is I'm gonna be talking about Chrissy Teigen's miscarriage, as far as I know. This is a little bit hard to see, because I've been following Chrissy Teigen and her pregnancy journey here and there, and it's hard because my sister-in-law has seen this loss before, and it's not fun. So Chrissy Teigen recently lost her child. John Legend also lost his child as well, and Chrissy Teigen decided to kind of share her story with the world about infant loss during pregnancy. And I'm really trying to keep my cool, because the article that I will not be reading, because I've chosen not to, is from Perez Hilton, and I despise Perez Hilton, because his article starts off with, "Did Chrissy Teigen cross the line?" And it has a picture of her and her mom. No, her and John Legend mourning their child. And I was like, I already know where this is going. Fuck it. Okay, let's read it. I already know what to expect with this asshole. Perez Hilton is a scumbag, and he's getting exactly what he wants. He's getting attention. I'm giving him this attention, but it has to be. I have to share this with you guys, because it's disgusting. Was it appropriate for Chrissy Teigen and her mom to share photos and videos of themselves grieving? This and much more, and blah, 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 blah. That's a podcast. Basically, what he's trying to say is the fact that Chrissy Teigen sharing her grieving okay with. He was saying, isn't it kind of odd and kind of fucked up that Chrissy Teigen would share her story about her child dying? Like, isn't that weird? This asshole has been in the news. He still has his tablet, his little website, which is tacky and fucking gross. He's been reporting this way for years. So to hear him say something like that is just not, first of all, it's not okay, but it's not out of his character, because he truly doesn't give a shit about celebrities. He just gives a shit about clout. He is the original clout master. He's like Onision, except far, far worse, because he thinks he's getting away with it. And it's kind of sad to see a grown man. Let me see how old Paris Hilton is right now. He's on TikTok too, which is even sadder. Let's see. Oh, he's 42 years old, and he still reports as if he's 23 still, which is really ironic. This is the same dude who was friends with like Lady Gaga and Paris Hilton, but they all dropped him because he was just too problematic. And he still is problematic to this day. And I don't care about his personal life. I don't care about whatever he does in his personal life. I don't care. But I think it would be super, super ironic the day that Paris Hilton calls people monsters with all the stuff he's done. And there's going to be an apology coming up for Chrissy Teigen in a little bit from Paris Hilton. I just know it. And he's just gonna bullshit his way through it. And that's the sad part. Because no one actually ever cancels this fool. He's a clown. And everyone knows it. But I think that's what I'm gonna end it for today. I'm feeling a little down in the dumps right now. So I don't know if I'm gonna publish a big episode today. But I do want to say thank you to everyone who I'm moving my microphone, see if that makes a difference at all. I just want to say thank you to everyone who's been listening to my podcast for like 2 years now. God, my podcast is 2 years old. That's so crazy to think about. On and off, 2 years. I tried to constantly put out episodes, but life gets in the way. And right now, life is really getting in the way. But at least I do have somewhere to make them. You know, that's the good part. So, thank you so much, guys, for your support and for everything that, like, just listening to the podcast, even if you're not listening, letting it play, it really, really helps me out. And if you are listening, really do appreciate it. And I hope to go on until, I get a nice fan base from this, because this is a lot of fun, to be completely honest. And I still do it the same old way. I still have not upgraded. I'm still using my laptop. I'm still using just a little plug-in microphone. Ain't no professional setting here, because who the fuck has the money for that right now? But anyways, stay safe out there, and hopefully you guys do some stuff for Halloween. Even though COVID is still running rampant in America, and just stay safe out there, guys. The closer we get to election day, the crazier things are gonna get. And I'm not ready for that at all. Are you? Are you ready for this? Because I'm not. But we're just gonna have to dive straight in, and hopefully we can get Trump out of office, because he's just been a nuisance. And hopefully we can officially cancel Ellen DeGeneres, because she does not deserve her platform either. But anyways, thank you so much, guys, for listening, and I will see you guys later. See ya.